via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. And as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 1-800-259-9231 for the live. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Things are normally, well, things on Saturday nights are normally the same as they are during the rest of the week, though this particular Saturday edition is a little bit different from our normal Saturday editions.
Mark, that's right. We're at the Liberty Forum tonight.
We're at the first annual New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And we are here for the second day of 2 days of broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. The first day went great. We had a variety of interesting guests here on the air with us. And, of course, this isn't normally a guest show.
Mm-mm.
But since we're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum in Concord, New Hampshire.
And we've got an extra microphone.
We've got an extra microphone. And there's such a bunch of interesting people around here. There's been at least 250, if not 300 or more people coming in and out throughout the weekend. The numbers of people that have been attending have drastically increased as of tonight as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because John Stossel is in the building as we speak. I saw him get off the elevator earlier. I got a chance to say hello to him and invited him to come on the show here tonight. Hopefully, we've got our fingers crossed.
Everybody's seen John Stossel but me.
We've got our fingers crossed as to whether or not he's actually going to show up and sit in with us for a few minutes, which would be great. We'll do our best to pull him aside. There are other libertarian luminaries hanging out here this evening. We're going to have a presidential candidate on the air with us here shortly, as well as maybe get a former presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, from the Libertarian Party, if we can drag him over. We didn't get him last night. Hopefully we'll get him tonight. Everybody's busy. Everybody's doing things. We're missing out on dinner right now because we're doing this show. Most, I'd say 98% of the people here at the convention are sitting in a ballroom right now, getting ready for a nice, fancy, schmancy dinner with John Stossel, going to be giving the keynote address. And I believe it's going to be titled The Enemies of Liberty. And so looking forward, hopefully somebody will be in there with a video camera and we'll be able to watch it later on. But nonetheless, we're here doing Free Talk Live. You, as always, can call in toll-free at 800-259-9231. We're going to talk more about the event here in a little bit and what happened today, maybe what you went and saw, Mark. I, of course, participated in the media panel and discuss what's on the way tomorrow as well. Of course, take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. Actually, we're going straight to the phones here first because Mike's been waiting patiently to start things out here. Mike North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Great, Mike. What's on your mind?
I came across a thing from a buddy of mine. I'm the only libertarian guy here in Fort Bragg.
Okay.
I just came across a Libertarian Nationalist Socialist Green Party.
The what?
A Libertarian National Socialist Green Party.
How does that work?
It's a National Socialist party for libertarian-minded Nazis, I guess.
I guess.
Can you give me an example of one of their issues?
Environment. It's a transfer all funds for public welfare system and the government to environmental cleanup, restrict the amount of land that can be used, redevelop inner cities, reward with tax breaks, those with few electronic appliances, and frivolous and pointless industries, and force widespread recycling in detail.
Oh, my gosh. They don't have anything to do with libertarianism. Where did you find these people?
This is something that just happened to be on the Internet. That, Google libertarian and this popped up.
I see. Does it look like they're anything more than, like, three crackpots sitting in a meeting together? Or
I have no idea. I just came across it just a few minutes ago, so I decided to call you guys up and get your perspective on it and let you look it up or whatnot if you'd like to.
What's the website? Is it easy, or is it like tripod.com/gy7?
Nazi.org.
Nazi.org. But then
that's easy enough.
Yeah, then they're not libertarians at all.
Yeah, that's insulting that they would put the word. Just everybody wants to use that word these days. Everybody's
telling you
it's cool to be libertarian.
The word libertarian, No, I'm not so sure.
All right, well, Mike,
excuse me?
Say again?
Go ahead. Oh, you go ahead.
All right, Mike. Well, just wanted to see if you had anything else to say.
Oh, I was just saying that I just thought, the whole libertarian concept was non-force and, just being peaceful towards everybody and just try to carry on with your own life, but this just doesn't seem to be it.
Yeah, well, that's what exactly... Libertarianism means you running your life how you want as long as you don't harm anyone else.
Oh,
that's libertarianism. and those guys have nothing whatsoever to do with it. So I hope that clarifies things for you. Thank you for the call, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet8.net line. And this is Ian and Mark here doing the live Saturday edition from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Mark, do you mind not playing Tetris while
we're doing the show?
We're trying to do a radio show. Thanks very much. In fact, we've got Gerard Beloine sitting here at the table with us. And, Gerard, you're one of the attendees this weekend here at the Liberty Forum. And I want to welcome you to the program here on Free Talk Live. Hello, how are you?
Good.
And you got to talk right into the microphone there.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You've been out and about around the forum here this weekend sharing a pretty disturbing personal story about what happened to you with some government bureaucrats, some elected officials here in New Hampshire.
Correct.
And what start at the beginning, because it's a bit of a complicated story.
Well, I can summarize it for you simply as I was exercising my First Amendment rights, free speech. In the process, I was able to get a politician who was running for Hillsborough County Attorney defeated. The Hillsborough County Attorney's office is the third most powerful law enforcement position in the state, behind only the New Hampshire Attorney General's office and the state police colonel.
Now, why did you want to defeat this guy?
In 2002, he was involved. He was on the school board in Goffstown, New Hampshire, and they were involved in a construction project, and they raped the project financially. They stole a lot of money.
It's typical of government politicians engaging in malfeasance, essentially siphoning off funds, putting it into their own personal projects, their own pockets. You caught them at this.
I caught them at this, and it wasn't even difficult. It was bold and brazen, and I realized that their bold and brazenness meant that they knew they were being protected. There's no way that somebody would steal that money that obviously and not know they were being protected by somebody. I didn't know that at the time, but I suspected it.
You know, we talk all the time. We talk frequently on Free Talk Live about how the government really is nothing more than an armed gang of thugs offering their services of so-called protection to people. And this is a perfect and very scary example of exactly what I'm talking about here. You found the you discovered the malfeasance.
Yeah, I'm a whistleblower.
Right, and you have the evidence. This isn't just an allegation. You've actually got hard evidence, and you brought this out during your campaign against this person?
Correct.
When he was running for office?
I wrote a lot of letters to the internet and the email.
What was his name?
It's Prosecutor Kerry Stekowicz.
Is that a man? It's a man?
It's a man.
Okay.
And he's also the Goffstown police captain. He's an attorney. He was a school board member.
So he was running for, what was it, city council?
A Hillsborough County Attorney.
The prosecutor, basically.
Correct. He would have been in charge of, again, the third most powerful law enforcement position in the state.
Got it.
I knew he was crooked, so I sent out a bunch of letters, and he ended up losing the election by 4 votes.
So essentially, single-handedly, you prevented him from winning. I mean,
the union leader endorsed him. The executive committee put together to evaluate the candidates endorsed him. He was leading in the polls, and he lost by 4 votes, and that's when...
And you can pretty much, from all the letters you wrote, you would imagine that those 4 votes that he lost by were probably as a result of you.
Oh, they know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was leading the polls as a favorite candidate, and he was... But the problem is that once I did that, that's when the crap started hitting the fan.
Yeah, you were playing some recordings for us before the show, and somebody on that recording threatened to kill you, and he's... That's what I heard. I heard somebody say to the effect of taking your precious life from you.
Yes. Now, you didn't have any trouble understanding that, did you?
That's how it seemed to me.
I have.
Now, I don't know who was on the tape, but somebody was threatening.
When I brought these tapes to law enforcement, you'll see in the CD that I gave you with the court records. These are court records now.
Mm-hmm.
They interviewed the state police. I gave them the exact same recordings you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they could not make heads nor tails out of them. That's a quote.
So they're, again, protecting their own, essentially, is what's going on.
State Police Major Crimes Unit,
mm-hmm.
750 pages of investigation.
You thought you'd be able to go above the Hillsborough County guy and to the state police, and that didn't
work
good.
It was worse. Mm. The investigator, the chief investigator at the New Hampshire Attorney General's office, was an investigator in the Judge John Fairbanks case. And are you familiar with that?
No, we're not. But I do want to get back to your story here in a moment. We've got Gerard Beloine on the line, or not on the line, but actually
right here
in person with us. We're talking about his just disturbing story And I don't even know if I should be shocked by this. I mean, it's just typical government malfeasance, government corruption, threats, coercion being engaged against him. We're going to come back with more of his story. It's incredible. And your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I have educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, the live Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. We'll get you on the air with us here tonight. We're broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the very first one ever, though it is the second day of the first ever New Hampshire Liberty Forum. And things have been very interesting here. We're going to talk more about what's been happening at the forum here in moments, but we're continuing our conversation now with Gerard Boulogne. Our number is 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line, and you can bring up anything, as always, on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. And by the way, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are totally free, and that does include the bulletin board system. I think we're at about 200,000 posts, over 1,400 people interacting, a variety of different topics, and it's all totally free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Once again, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, and they do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
All right, we're back with Gerard Boulogne sitting at the table with us here in the lovely hallway in front of the bathrooms at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Gerard, now just to recap your story and make sure I understand it correctly so far, because it's just amazing, an amazing example of governmental malfeasance and corruption. You live here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
And you had come across essentially some malfeasance on the part of elected officials in
yes.
your area, essentially siphoning off money from a construction fund.
A school construction fund.
Siphoning off millions of dollars,
yes.
I would say. And you had pretty solid evidence of that. When one of these guys started running for county attorney, you came out in opposition to it. Yes. And as a direct result of your efforts to oppose him, he lost the election by 4 votes.
Yes.
That really ticked them off.
Yes.
And that's when they started coming after you with yes. death threats.
Yes.
What happened after that?
Well, lots of death threats and lots of hang-up calls, and then I ignored them because I knew what they were trying to do, trying to get me to snap. And if I were to come forward without any proof that the county attorney is threatening to kill me or the law officers, I mean, I would have been branded crazy.
So you recorded it.
So I never said anything for a long time. These death threats were going on for months.
And you recorded some
yeah,
of them.
I
listened to them
correct.
Before the show.
Correct. And then eventually I made the recording of his personal messenger coming over to threaten to kill me.
Unfortunately, we can't air them on the air simply because it's just not airable quality. But nonetheless, we did review them with you before the show. And they really are threatening to kill you in these recordings. But now as a result of you making the recordings, you're facing charges, as I understand it.
Initially, they charged me with wiretapping, but I never tapped a wire. I recorded the guy on my property. He came on my property threatening to kill me.
This is
a message.
This is just like the Michael Gannon case. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but out of
In New Hampshire,
Nashua, I believe. He had a camera system, recorded some bad behavior by some police officers, and they arrested him and charged him with the same felony. What are you looking at as far as jail time for this?
Well, they tried 30 years. They were putting me in jail for the rest of my life.
Is the case done? Or what happened there?
The of six prosecutors assigned to the case.
Six of them?
Six different ones?
Or
six
different
all
ones?
Same time?
No, six different ones.
Okay.
All have either refused to prosecute, dropped all the charges, or defaulted a total of 7 times in the past year and a half, 2 years.
Where does it sit now?
Right now, my trial is set for June 4th.
So they've brought charges again against you?
The case was dismissed with prejudice by a judge. After the state failed to appear.
Meaning they can't charge you again.
Correct.
But they did.
The recording says that on the recording, the court records, the voice recordings, the judge dismissed it with prejudice. On that same day, the notice went out that the case was not dismissed with prejudice. So they falsifying court records in order to make me spin my wheels some more.
So now they're charging you with recording somebody who threatened to kill you, right?
Correct.
Is this the craziest thing you've ever heard?
They should be
charging the person who threatened to kill you.
Now,
have they charged him?
No. On that CD, you'll see in there that they asked him. They had an interview. Did you do it? He said no. That's it. And then they asked.
Wow. So your evidence is inadmissible because it was a violation of the law, as
they see it. But it's not. It was perfectly legal because there's another statute that says you have the right to use deadly force against somebody threatening arson. On those recordings, the one you didn't hear, there were four of them, he threatens arson.
Mm.
And the statute is very clear.
So because you can use deadly force, you can record them? Is that what you're saying?
According to the law,
yeah.
I could have recorded him and shot him dead, and that would have been okay because I had the recordings prove that he's threatening arson.
I see.
That would have been legal.
But you're not that kind of guy.
I'm not the kind of guy.
Right.
So, I did show up at the meeting, though. It was in a rural, secluded area with a firearm as a backup to my tape recorder.
Wow.
And I used the tape recorder.
So what you're saying here is they're charging you again, and they keep recharging you just to make it so run out of money.
Correct. That's it. And I'm representing myself because I can't afford that much. I do have a libertarian attorney who's guiding me through the process, make sure I don't shoot myself.
So what's coming next? You have a court date?
There's a court date, June 4th, trial date. But I don't think it's going to come to that because
What do you think they're going to do?
Well, the motions we're filing now, you'll see our latest motion on its CD. And they can't win. They can't win because the transcripts are allowed. Even if they don't let me play the recordings, the transcripts are allowed because the state police put a transcript in there.
This sounds like it just is going to be an explosive case, and what I hope you'll do is get back in touch with us as the trial date.
Keep you posted.
Yeah, keep us up to date. Send in an email, and Gerard, thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate you. Grab our bumper sticker and take that with you. Get in touch with us and keep us up to date. Keep us in the loop on this. We really appreciate it.
I'd like help from people out there who have experienced this or some financial help.
How can they get in touch with you?
Bluestone25@Adelphia.net.
That's Bluestone25@Adelphia.net. That will get you in touch with Gerard Beloine. He's facing some serious malfeasance and very nasty behavior on the part of New Hampshire government so-called officials. Gerard, enjoy the rest of your night and enjoy the convention. Thank you very much for having me.
We're going to make
room now for a candidate for president for the Libertarian Party. He's based out of Worcester, Massachusetts. His name is George Phillies. And now, you're not actually, George, the Libertarian Party candidate for president at this point, correct?
That's correct. I'm running for the nomination, and there are several of us running.
Now, why is it that you should be the nominated presidential candidate?
I have the large campaign organization. I'm doing the fundraising, and I'm going to deliver the best campaign that libertarians can get. We're going to talk about serious issues: Iraq, civil liberties, environment, education. We're going to work on volunteer support. Something hasn't been done in a long time, so we leave the party stronger afterwards than it is now.
Are you concerned that with all the excitement about Ron Paul, that your candidacy is going to be lost in the shuffle?
Ron Paul is running for the Republican nomination.
He is, but I can tell you right now there are going to be a lot of libertarians that are going to have a tough time supporting the libertarian candidate if Ron Paul gets that.
He is highly unlikely to get it. Let's be realistic.
And I don't know. We'll see, I suppose.
That's true. And in addition, you cannot support liberty by voting for a Republican. Because, yeah, you have a nice guy as the Republican president, and he will drag with him the Cornyns and the Frists and the DeLays and all up into the Congress, and you will have a Republican Congress, and that is not good for liberty, no matter how nice your president candidate is.
So you're saying that voting for Ron Paul won't advance freedom?
It will. You cannot advance freedom by voting for a Republican at this time, not when he'll have coattails.
George, what's your campaign website?
Phillies2008.com.
Thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate having you on here. And good luck with the campaign. If you do get the nod for the nomination, we'll definitely have you back.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. We're live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, and we're back with more in moments.
Hey, Jane. How's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there and a dial-up version as well, and they are both totally free, though I must say the internet connection at the hotel is swamped with people on their laptops and that sort of thing, so it's severely restricting our ability to do our normal streaming. The dial-up stream is not active tonight. The broadband stream has been cut back in quality. In fact, I've seen it drop out a couple of times so far during the show. So if you're listening on the internet, do accept our apologies. If you can't get the show, if it's unacceptable live, then just wait and we'll get that podcast up later on.
Which will be the same normal quality.
Yes, it will. So, we're here at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It is such an exciting event, Mark.
I love it. It's tremendous. I've been busy all day meeting people, and there's hundreds of people here.
I got up bright and early. Of course, we covered what happened yesterday on yesterday's show. There was so much to do. Michael Badnarik speaking yesterday. Our friend Jim Babka was here. Also, our friend Gardner Goldsmith. We had them all on the show yesterday. And Jim had a kind of a get-together breakfast this morning for Downsized DC supporters. And so I got up at 6:30. Julia and I got up, and we got out. You were still in bed.
Oh, of course I was.
And we got up and headed out to Friendly's and had a nice hour and a half long breakfast with Jim Babka and company, and it was a lot of fun. So there's also, beyond what's going on the schedule, and the official schedule for the event is packed full of things to do.
Right.
There's also just sort of spontaneous things going on. You hang out with people, and they say, hey, we're going here to do this here in an hour. Oh, sure, I'll hang around with you. I'll tag along. And in fact, I know there's a number of things things like that happening here tonight.
I haven't gone into
Stossel speech.
I haven't gone into a single one of the speeches, but I've been busy just talking to people out in the hallways. There's people milling about and doing all kinds of stuff.
And then since I mentioned there were a lot of things to do beyond what's on the traditional schedule here, the official schedule, we had Jack Shimmick on the show yesterday from the Alternatives Expo. Mm-hmm. This is a concurrently running, like competing, friendly competition, competing expo going on right here in the same hotel, also with a pro-liberty theme, and a variety of different speakers. And we have one of them here with us right now. Her name is Catherine Albrecht. And she's the author of Spy Chips, How Major Corporations and Government Plan to Track Your Every Move with RFID. Now, of course, we haven't had Catherine on the show before, but we have definitely talked about RFID here on the program. And a lot of people are really concerned with this, Catherine. And welcome to Free Talk Live. How are you this evening?
Hey, it's great to be here. I'm having a blast at this event.
Excellent. So are we. And so a lot of people are concerned about RFID. Why are they so concerned? What's the issue here?
Well, first, you have to understand what RFID is, and it's radio frequency identification technology. It's tiny computer chips, in some cases the size of a speck of dust, that can be hooked up to antennas and transmit information using radio waves. The reason people are so concerned about this is because we have actually uncovered information from some major corporations as to how they plan to use this to spy on people, essentially to use RFID tags hidden in people's shoes, embedded in the labels of their clothing, embedded between the layers of cardboard and paperback books, literally any kind of product that you can put one into, and use them to track people.
Now, when you say spying on them, these major corporations, are they like doing like the supermarkets do with those cards that they make you give for discounts? I mean, are they getting your information and just wondering what you're purchasing? What kind of spying are these corporations doing?
Well, let me give you an example. IBM has patented something called the Person Tracking Unit, and this is their term, not ours. We didn't like it either. The Person Tracking Unit is an RFID reader that can be placed in a wall, in a doorway, in floors, ceiling tiles, really anywhere, and they would be able to pick up the RFID numbers encoded in your belongings. So the idea down the road is that these would replace the barcode, and there would be one embedded in every consumer product, so
right.
In your shoes, your underwear, name it.
We've touched on that before on Free Talk Live, and we've talked about it, and I don't see really I'm all for privacy, I really am, and what my concern is getting these things in the hands of government. I think that that's where the real danger lies, because I don't care if Walmart knows what products I'm buying. That doesn't bother me. If I've got some products in my cart, the RFID chips could make it so they could check out, you know, scan the cart all at once and make the checkout lanes go faster. There are a lot of neat industrial sort of uses for RFID that aren't dangerous or scary at all. For instance, they're being used in warehouses for inventory purposes, where they can essentially monitor the inventory in the warehouse, and in one fell swoop, they know if there's any sort of shrinkage that is lost, people carrying boxes out of the warehouse, that sort of thing. So, like any technology, it seems to me to be a double-edged sword. Like,
well,
there's some really positive things that can come
from
this.
Nobody's objecting to the use of RFID in warehouses. Where the problem comes up, if you look at what they want to do with the person tracking unit, when Walmart puts that tag on something that you've bought and now you wear it out of the store, they actually envision placing these person tracking units in museums, libraries, sports arenas, restrooms, elevators, and public spaces everywhere.
And what good would that do?
Well, IBM actually gives two reasons for that. One of them is for marketing purposes, and they suggest looking in a woman's closed purse, and the reason you can do that is because radio waves travel right through the things
we rely on
to protect our privacy. And if she's carrying a baby bottle in her closed purse, then you could market her, you could spam her with other baby items.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, you could say that's obnoxious. I think it's obnoxious. I think it's a violation of my privacy. But when we get into the stuff that would make you keep you up at night, it's IBM also suggests putting this information into the hands of the government so that they can use RFID tags to track people, see where they go, who they hang out with, how long they spend in certain places.
That's just bad news,
absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned. And that needs to be opposed. And of course, if we oppose government control in general, then that'll be covered. And as far as the baby bottle issue, I feel like if we leave it up to the marketplace, if there's enough of a consumer demand for protection from these devices, then we're going to have companies out there releasing things that will essentially deactivate the RFID tags. Is that a possibility?
Well, the problem that you have is that if someone wants to hide an RFID tag in something you buy, they can hide it invisibly. Philips Electronics, for example, has developed a way to make an RFID thread that could be woven into your shoe and put readers in the floor, and you'd never know it was there.
You can't actually scan a piece of product and determine whether or not there's an RFID tag in there, that it won't reflect the signal back?
Unfortunately not. You have to know the frequency it's operating at, and you also have to know the protocol that it's using as a communication tool.
Well, then how would the readers know all of the frequencies and protocols of all the millions and billions of products out there?
Well, if it replaces the barcode, then they'd all be operating on what's called the EPC or Electronic Product Code Protocol. And at that point, you could have an EPC-based reader, which now costs about $2,000. But yeah.
Presuming, though, that there's enough demand for these products, that cost will come down, and they might actually be able to make it so you can have a handheld scanner to protect your privacy.
Absolutely. And in fact, Accenture, the big consulting firm, has actually talked about putting RFID readers into cell phones. The idea is that you would have a cell phone, you would aim the cell phone at a product and be able to get information
check
about
it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I see, again, once again, a double-edged sword. There can be very beneficial things that can come from this, and some very scary, totalitarian, freaky government control things that could come from this.
Absolutely, and that's why we wrote the book. We actually reviewed over 30,000 documents. We traveled around the country, or actually around the world, going to these conferences. We've spoken to people developing this technology. I've been working on this since 2002, before anybody even heard about the
I'm really glad that you're paying attention to this, and you're keeping up on what's going on here, because it is definitely something that we need to pay attention to, and we need to know what's going on with.
Well, I've heard her on a couple of radio shows myself, so I know she's making the circuit, but she's working hard.
Well, and I'll tell you this. One thing I think that makes us different as an advocacy organization, the Caspian Group that I run with 15,000 members across the country, is that we are working on libertarian free market-based solutions. So we're looking
for... So you're not asking for legislation then?
There's one place where I think legislation is appropriate, and this is very carefully thought through libertarian legislation, and that is, I think that if someone sells me a pair of shoes that I think I'm paying $75 for a pair of running shoes, mm-hmm. and someone else thinks that they're selling me a tracking device, then they've essentially committed fraud.
I see where you're coming
from.
So
I believe that for the free market to function effectively, people have to have all of the information to make informed decisions. And if people like RFID, more power to them, let them buy it and let that side of the market prevail. If people don't like it, let them know it's there and they'll choose not to buy it.
Catherine, you mentioned Caspian. That's your organization. How do people get in touch with you or Caspian on the Internet?
They can find more information on RFID and our efforts at spychips.com.
That's easy.
SPYCHICS.com.
And your book is available through Laissez-Faire Books.
It absolutely is.
That's one of our sponsors.
There we go.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Catherine, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate having you here, and enjoy the rest of the convention. I know Ron Paul's going to be coming tomorrow for a speech, and we're going to talk more about that. And your call's on the way at 800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. More on the way live from the first annual New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-451-3580 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-451-3580. 1-800-451-3580.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. As always, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us, of course, on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. We've had a record number of votes this month, which is good news. The bad news is it hasn't quite been enough to keep us at number one. We've been sort of jockeying for first place back and forth between the number one, between first and second place with the Harry Potter podcast. And so we need your help to be number one, to continue to be number one for the remainder of the month. What we need you to do, and how far behind are we, Mark?
20 votes.
We've dropped even further since last night. So we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. Ask some of your friends to do the same. That's vote.freetalklive.com, and it takes you just a minute. All you need is your email address. It will not be sold or spammed. It's just a great way to help Free Talk Live stay on the top of the charts and thereby have more people find the show and thereby have more people find the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you, vote.freetalklive.com. We're broadcasting live from the Alternatives Expo, the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. The Alternatives Expo is going on here, but we're outside of the main ballroom where John Stossel is, I believe, preparing to begin giving his keynote speech. This is the centerpiece of the entire event all weekend long. John Stossel from ABC's 2020, in case you don't know who he is, he's the man who replaced Hugh Downs, essentially, on 2020. Just an incredible libertarian personality, somebody who's very busy putting the liberty, pro-freedom, pro-liberty message out to a nationwide television audience, and he does a fantastic job of it. We're going to hope to grab him and get him on the air here, hopefully in a little while. Earlier today, though, there was a lot going on, lots of things to do and see, and so many to choose from. It was difficult I think the most difficult part was the Second Amendment panel right across from Jack Cole. There's at conventions, if you've never been to a convention before, there's frequently different panels concurrently running, so you have to make a choice as to what you want to go and see and do. And, you know, I had a tough time deciding, did I want to go to the Second Amendment panel, or did I want to go see Jack Cole speak about ending drug prohibition?
So which one did you go to?
I chose Jack Cole, even though I'd seen him in the past. He's just that good.
He's very good.
He's just that entertaining of a speaker, and he's so knowledgeable. A former law enforcement officer, of course, we've had him on the show here.
35 years.
Yeah, 35, 37 years, something like that, in law enforcement. The vast majority of those years on the drug squad, busting people, throwing them in jail cells for smoking a joint. And
whatever.
And now he regrets it. He's formed Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, which has grown tremendously in the past several years. It's only been in existence since 2002, I believe.
Thousands of members. And
over 7,000 members,
yeah,
I believe.
Many of them law enforcement officers themselves.
That's correct. Many of them former Leos, current Leos. And so hopefully we'll be able to spot Jack and pull him aside. Rob Campia was speaking earlier today from the Marijuana Policy Project, and he did a very entertaining speech. Did you see either one of those, Mark? Or what?
I did not. I was out here managing the Free Talk Live booth.
Were you really?
The whole day, yeah. Just meeting people, listeners, love the show, and handing out bumper stickers.
You know, it's just incredible the number of attendees here at the conference that are also Free Talk Live listeners.
Oh, yeah.
And also a number of people have sort of caught the buzz while they've been here, and they've come up and said, you know, I've never listened to your show, but I've heard so much about it now at this point, I'm going to give it a try. And so that's really exciting. And there have been two things that have happened so far over the weekend, and it's just been an incredible weekend. But there have been two things that, for me, have just been surreal. The first one was yesterday, as we were wrapping up the show, everybody was sort of piling out from Michael Badnarik's speech, and they were milling around in the hallways and just networking and hanging out.
And listening to the show.
And talking. And there was a number of people sort of just kind of gathered around, talking with one another, and sort of listening to Free Talk Live. And as we finished up the program, our radio listeners probably didn't hear this because it started during the... We finished the program, and then immediately afterwards, there was this tremendous round of applause that came up from the people
standing
out.
That never happens.
That has never happened before, and it was very, very strange. And very cool at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, really appreciated that. And it was just kind of stunning. I was a little bit stunned by that. And then it happened, something similar happened today where I was on the broadcast media panel. Again, one of these just surreal moments from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum for us on Free Talk Live. That was me sitting next to Gardner Goldsmith,
mm-hmm.
our friend who comes on frequently on the show. And there were a couple other guys from the TV world.
Right.
And so it was like the radio guys on one side, the TV guys on the other. And, of course, I got a little bit of television experience as well. So we talked for over an hour, answering questions from the audience on a variety of broadcast-related issues. There were a lot of great questions from the audience in regards to, you know, how do you get involved? How do you get new listeners? How do you get new viewers on board? So we covered a lot of bases
mm-hmm.
on that, which was really cool. And then there was one part, somebody asked a question about how do you help promote your show? How can we help your show? And of course, gave me the perfect opportunity to talk about the Free Talk Live Amplifier program, which we'll touch on later tonight. But I asked the question of the audience, which was a fairly full room watching the panel. I asked the question, well, how many of you guys are Free Talk Live amplifiers? Please raise your hands. And I was stunned when I would estimate it at about 70%. Would you say 70%, Gordana? You were there, 60, 70% of the room raised their hands as being Free Talk Live amplifiers. It was just, once again, just a totally surreal moment for me. I mean, I was so honored by that.
You know,
incredible.
Our amplifiers are dedicated to the show, and it's great to have them.
So we're here doing the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, the very first one ever, and I have to say, we haven't had the actual organizers on yet. That's what we should do. We need to pull Dennis or Irina aside and get them on the show here tonight, because it seems to me like it's been an unqualified success, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and some. I think that people are surprised at how successful it is. Everybody here is walking around with smiles on their faces. I haven't heard one person grump about anything. So, yeah, absolutely. Unqualified success.
It's just been awesome meeting people, saying hi, hanging out. The book signing by John Stossel, he was signing his books earlier. The line for that was tremendous. The amount of people just filtering in here, incredible. Everybody's inside the main ballroom right now waiting for John to begin his speech. I spotted him earlier. I said hello to him.
Mm-hmm.
He was friendly, which is a good sign. He didn't look like he knew who I was, even though he's mentioned us in his newsletter, which
right.
is kind of nice. And so we're going to try to get him on the show.
Our faces.
We're going to try to get him on the show here in a little while. 1-800-259-9231. It is still the live Saturday edition, and we can take your calls even though we're live on the scene here. Mm-hmm. So don't hesitate to call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up tomorrow, I don't know if there's going to be a one-day pass available for tomorrow. I don't know if it'd be worth buying a one-day pass for just morning events, essentially. But if you're in the area, swing on by. You might just be able to sort of sneak in, and you'll get to see the Moving the Libertarian Agenda that's going on in the morning between Bill Westmiller and Michael Bednarik. Now, this is something you know about, Mark. What's this going to be?
This is a cage match between the gentleman who was the former Libertarian Party candidate for president in 2004 and the president of the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Bill Westmiller, who we had on the show last night.
Absolutely. These two gentlemen believe the same things. They believe in freedom and liberty. Bill Westmiller was a former Libertarian Party.
He helped found the Libertarian Party of Canada,
right? And so what they're going to debate is the merits of, you know, a third party versus infiltrating and, you know, bringing our ideas to the Republican Party.
So, yeah, and I think that's going to be quite a firebrand, a controversial thing to watch.
I think it's a great idea.
And it's going to be early in the morning, so you're going to have to wake up this time.
I will be up.
Also, after
I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Concurrently to that is the Made the Move panel, which I think is going to be kind of interesting. That's going to be another tough choice because the stories from the people that have moved here early as part of the Free State Project, and we haven't even touched on the Free State Project yet tonight. It's a movement of 20,000 liberty-oriented individuals all coming to New Hampshire, moving to New Hampshire, uprooting their lives from wherever they live, from around the world. There are international members of this organization. These people all coming together, moving to New Hampshire, but the original concept was that everyone was supposed to wait until the 20,000 mark was reached, and then there was going to be a five-year period where everyone was going to move up. Well, what happened was that a bunch of people jumped the gun and said, screw this, I'm not waiting.
Right.
We're coming now because liberty is so important, we've got to do something as soon as possible.
We're among that group.
We are. We're one of the first 200 movers, as a matter of fact. And at this point, there have been 190 people that have moved way early. And what's going to be happening tomorrow, the Made the Move panel, is there going to be a number of those people who have moved early that I guess are going to be talking about their experiences in actually coming up and being one of the early movers. Some people, I met this guy last night who said he had just arrived here in New Hampshire yesterday, came in on an airplane. He has no money. He has no place to live. He doesn't have a car. Like, he's got a little bit of money. He's got enough money to live in a hotel for the next 3 or 4 days.
Mm.
And I said, you know, I mean, that's rolling the dice. Yeah, there are jobs available. There's work available. But, man, you're not going to get your first paycheck for two weeks out. I said, you know what you should do? You should just network around over at nhfree.com, talk to some of the people here at the convention, and see if somebody will help you out. Because I'd hate to see somebody come here and then have to go back home like that. But there have been some amazing success stories. Like, people have really come here with virtually nothing, gotten a job right away, and settled right in. And they were concerned about things, and it turned out that it worked for them. So I'm guessing there are going to be some cool stories like that on the Made the Move panel for tomorrow. 800-259-9231 is our toll-free number. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and anything goes as always. Hour number two is on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.